We used to be a state where both the notion and the reality of privacy were true. But over the last dozen years, Vermont has been transformed into a state where we're being watched.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Vermont released a report, Surveillance on the Northern Border, warning of the increase in technology-enhanced surveillance on private citizens. It was released in conjunction with video that ominously details how law enforcement and other agencies are intruding into private citizens' lives.
When you use your cell phone, tracking data is sent so your cell provider knows where you are. The government can get that data. Police use automated license plate readers to track cars. Your image can be picked out from thousands of photos and video footage. We can hardly go anywhere without being tracked. That's a creepy feeling when you think about it.
ACLU of Vermont Executive Director Alan Gilbert says the report attempts to inform people that volumes of information are being collected that police may have access to with or without a warrant.
We want people to realize that government should not be collecting and storing information about citizens who have not been suspected of committing a crime. We are entitled to privacy in our lives. The Fourth Amendment says if police want to search my house or my papers or other effects, they have to go to a judge, present a case of why I probably committed a certain crime, and then if the judge agrees, he or she issues a warrant.
Vermonters for Liberty Chair Stephen J. Howard says the increased use of electronic surveillance is a natural outcropping of the original Patriot Act and subsequent legislation.
At that time and ever since, libertarians and people of the liberty mindset have been warning everyone in Vermont and around the country that the natural progression of this legislation is the development of a surveillance state, which we are now being confronted with.
Vermont passed a bill to limit use and data access of automated license plate readers in Vermont. Alan Gilbert wants the state legislature to further restrict other forms of electronic surveillance.
We would like to see the legislature pass a bill that was introduced in April that would regulate drones, that rules be adopted governing police access to digital face prints. We'd also like to see passage of what we're calling a Vermont Electronic Privacy Act that would require warrants for law enforcement to obtain email communications, phone and internet records, location tracking data, and digital face prints.
Stephen Howard agrees that the legislature must enact further controls.
We're now militarizing our police forces. As you can see over in New Hampshire with the purchases of armored cars by police forces, they're now becoming essentially paramilitary. We have to have some sort of check or control. So the ACLU stepping forward and calling upon the legislature to pass legislation is a first step.
A link to the ACLU of Vermont report Surveillance on the Northern Border is available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.